Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Desperate to own a grasshopper riding more, Herb uses the power of subliminal suggestion on his sleeping wife, Alice. The next afternoon,
honey, I'm home.
Herb, I bought something.
Does it have year-round attachments?
A brass door knocker.
Not a brass knocker, a grasshopper.
If you're dreaming of the true zero-turn trims as it mows grasshopper, don't beat around the bush. Beat it to your nearby dealer.
Find the grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
Neighbors, it'll be here before you know it. The OBI All Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale happening Thursday, March 25th at 12 noon at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater. They'll have 138 performance tested bulls on sale, 107 Angus, 13 Hereford, 10 Maine Anjou, and 8 Simmental. For more information, contact the OBI office at 405-744-9287 or check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction button for the OBI sale information. Members of the majority party in our nation's capital and the Obama administration are busy looking for every pot of money they can possibly raid for their priorities. Agriculture's got several pots that they lust after, crop insurance, some of our conservation programs like EQIP, as well as farm program direct payments. According to Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, there's other areas of money that they're looking at right now. He says one of those areas could well be the death tax.
You're right. Nothing is sacred. I mean, a great example is what we were seeing on death tax. You know, right now, 2010 was supposed to be the 1 year that it's repealed. Right now it is repealed, but the president had budgeted for an extension of the 2009 levels. So that's just another area where they're further in a hole. So the Senate's trying to figure out what they're going to do, and they may pass some sort of extension that makes the 2009 levels retroactive to January 1st of this year. That's an extremely risky move in a political year like this, but I think it just really illustrates how desperate they are on the funding side of things.
Is that even legal?
It is legal. It is, but it's going to be extremely hard for them to sell back home. It really is. I don't really understand it in such a hard-fought midterm election year that anybody would seriously consider doing that and try to sell it as a good thing. But they're having those conversations.
So what's going to happen on the death tax issue? Are we going to get a more permanent fix?
I wish I could say that we would, and I wish I could say that we're going to see some sort of activity this year, but I'm afraid that just with everything we talked about in regards to what health care is going to do, the overall agenda, I think we're going to see all that get pushed into 2011, which is a shame because on January 1st, 2011, the exemption goes down to only $1 million per person, and anything over that could be taxed at 55%. And we all know these days it doesn't take an operation of very big size to hit that $1 million threshold. We are working on an agriculture exemption from the death tax, and we're also working on trying to get those exemption levels bumped up to $5 million per person, $10 million per couple, and the tax rate down to 35%. We've got a lot of good support on both the House and Senate side, but as far as actually getting it done this year, it's going to be really hard.
Colin Woodall out of the Washington office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, and the American Farm Bureau, the two groups that have been pushing the hardest for as far as agriculture is concerned to get some sort of a fix regarding the death tax. Of course, we've heard before from Mary Kay Thatcher and others from AFBF that it's not just a good size exemption on the death tax, but it's also a stepped up basis that is very, very important indeed to U.S. agriculture. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars for April 1st and the BLC Angus Bull Sale in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Selling 50 performance-tested bulls and 20 commercial heifers, BLC Angus Ranch is located 2 miles east of Tecumseh on Highway 9 at the ranch sign just turned south 3.8 miles. For more information, you can contact the ranch at 405-598-3757 or Matt Sims at 405-840-5461. The BLC Angus Ranch Annual Bull Sale, April 1st in Tecumseh, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.